She did not have a Swiss Army stump.
That just seems logical. Seems like a missed opportunity.
She could be like the guy in Kentucky Fried Movie who had like the swap off hands. Who was a parody of the guy in Enter the Dragon who had the swap off hands. But the guy in Enter the Dragon never had a dildo on his that we saw on screen, whereas the guy in Kentucky Fried Movie did. He did.
I'm going to have to do some adjusting on the fly, so that's going to be fun.
You're going to have to adjust your fly?
Yeah, babe.
Dirty Fly by ZZ Top. Do, do, do. Sing song.
It's not Dirty Fly.
I know it's not.
I mean, I look like I'm like a fan club president of ZZ Top, but I'm not.
Every member of ZZ Top actually either has a or is named Beard.
Yeah.
That's the ZZ Top trivia.
Hey, guess what I forgot to plug in?
What?
I forgot to plug in the camera, so they're not seeing anything right now.
Oh.
That's why there's a nice, wonderful screen right there.
You should plug in the camera.
Hey, welcome to Crippled System episode 211.
Yeah,
we're live right now. I forgot to plug in the camera.
I can go plug it in. I don't know what to plug into what. I'll just plug it in.
There's cables. Just start plugging things in.
We don't need to plug anything in. Maybe. And I'm missing the chat, too, because I don't even have that up in the other window. People are telling us we can't see you. That's all.
I was playing Destiny.
Yeah.
Are
you logged in? Are you what?
I said my wrist is vibrating.
His wrist is vibrating.
Oh, it's just my cousin and my brother talking about the Packers.
Yeah.
Did they play today?
It's going on right now.
Yeah, well, probably not anymore. It probably ended moments ago with a Packers victory.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, although McCarthy sure showed the Seahawks at the end of the first half. They were like, we'd like to not have any points. And he said, no, you have to have points, opponent.
You get three. Because
Mike McCarthy is the worst goddamn coach ever.
All right, hold on. I'm going to have to mess with this.
He did take him to a Super Bowl.
I think that they took him to a Super Bowl. Nope,
he was there. He means he's a bad
one. Yeah, he's terrible.
I mean, I think he's he seems to make some decisions poorly once in a while.
Spoiler, like every time Aaron Rodgers throws a screen pass, they gain 37 yards, which is why McCarthy lets him throw one every four games.
Well, it's to be fair. You don't want to
You don't want to use your most powerful weapon and its most powerful method ever.
Yeah. Hey, I see a chat and a camera.
And somebody telling us that our camera's not working.
Yeah, the screen is red.
Is it red? It looks orangish from my angle.
It's going to pause here for a second. I'm going to go back to... everyone's going to see some Buseys and not hear us.
You're not going to hear us.
Not going to hear us.
I hate every viewer.
That's actually going over on the audio podcast, so that's being recorded.
But they're not viewers. Oh. So this is a special message for the audio listeners that I like them better than the live... Actually, I shouldn't put that message through. We want people to watch us live.
Yep.
So,
screen is still red. Interesting.
We got a red alert from Gone Link Dead. So, is the camera turned on?
The camera's turned on. I'm going to just stop streaming.
Okay. Great Jorb DeChort.
Great Googly Moogly.
So we're not audioing even. We're doing nothing.
No, audio is going on.
No, I mean,
right now.
But
we're
on
not
stream.
Audioing. I can't
we're
have
not,
a voice.
We're not streaming
right
now. We're going to stream. I'm just shutting down the fucking stream right now. Because there's...
But the point is, before we were audio-only stream, now we're nothing stream.
Oh, this is fucking annoying.
I like that you announced that you were... Did you shut down the stream and then say, I shut down the stream? Or did you say you were going to shut down the stream? Because they just think they lost audio.
I may have just shut it down.
You may have.
But, you know, hey, you know, growing pains.
Growing pains. So it was like, who's the boss, but not...
Not good.
Growing Pains is better than Who the Boss.
No.
Am I thinking Family Ties? Which one had Shaky Guy?
Shaky Guy?
Family Ties.
That was Family Ties.
Yeah, Family Ties was good. Oh, Growing Pains had Kirk Cameron, didn't it?
Correct.
That guy's a psycho.
Yeah, but then he was fun. He was young.
He was young and funny and cute. Yeah. Now he's insane.
Yeah, I mean, things happened.
I was always a Candace Cameron kind of guy.
Well, he got the hot chick fired from the show. Because he even got crazy towards the end of the show.
Ooh, is the stream working now? I see us.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm excited about this.
And it's 211. I'm very tired.
It should be 212.
No.
Last week was 211.
And 212.
It was 210 and 211.
Check out the website. You'll find 211 there.
Okay. Sounds great. It's right up there with episode 10. Gone Link Dead says the screen's blue. I think he's lying because I can see us.
Well, actually, I should actually check the actual Twitch feed. That one shows red.
You didn't hit play.
I could hit play. There we go. Oh, it's the broadcaster has indicated that this channel is intended for mature audiences.
No, see, it looks good. Yeah, well, now Arctic Circle. You have just in time for Jim Goff to tell us everything was good. Yeah, you don't want the delay. Yeah,
no, not even just the delay. It's really loud.
It's loud in the butt.
I want to make a quick announcement, and I'm going to do a similar announcement on Facebook. American football season just started, so it's that time of year again. So I just want to let you know that nobody gives a fuck that you don't watch football. Shut up. You're not interesting or clever or unique, and if you call it sports ball in an attempt to drive home the fact that you don't watch football, I will fucking block you, you pile of shit. I have to give a similar speech at the beginning of Game of Thrones because everybody thinks they're a unique fucking flower. I don't watch Game of Thrones. Good for you. Shut up.
It's actually getting worse. Now that Game of Thrones has reached like it's reached the pinnacle of popularity, it's to the point where now people have to go out of the way to complain about it. Like now it's like you have to complain about it to be cool.
I've never watched Star Wars. I've never given a shit that you've never watched Star Wars. Shut up. There.
I feel like you have a lot of emotions in you today.
Today? There's almost nothing I hate more than the phrase sports ball. It's so fucking stupid.
I mean, it's a dumb phrase. I think you've hated other things more based on go to all of our tape.
I hate a lot of things more than I hate anything else. It's like a Mobius strip of hatred.
Yeah.
But no, it's because it's especially annoying to me, not only because you're not a unique flower because you don't like popular thing. Everybody can name one popular thing that they don't give a shit about.
It's like
you're
people not who a don't fucking like flower. Big Bang Theory. They're just like being dicks about it.
Yep, and I don't mention it that often. I only mention it when it's brought up, but I mention the fuck out of it.
I know. It's a bit different, but it's the same.
But this is why it's kind of different. Like the football thing specifically is that we're all goddamn nerds, and the jocks were mean to us because we enjoyed our D&D, and they gave us wedgies and swirlies, and that was the life of nerds. And now these people feel the need to be counter detrimental to other people's enjoyment because I guess they want to make up for it. It's like, you know, yeah, okay, people are mean to you because you like D&D. You don't have to be a dickhead just because somebody likes football. It's hypocritical, it's shitty, and I don't care.
Nathan doesn't care, people. Stop it.
And everybody says sports ball. It's not funny. They sported harder than the other team sported. Fuck you.
I'm waiting for your wrist to...
I'm done now.
Vibrate.
All right. I was letting the rant live its course before I really had any.
My Facebook alerts are going to pop up on my wrist. Is that what you're saying?
You're going to get a lot of sports ball alerts.
It hasn't been from sports ball, but in the last 2 weeks, I've blocked another batch of people, and it's felt so fucking good.
Getting shit off the Facebook wall is so nice. I have enough reasons why I don't sleep at night thinking about the inevitable death that approaches.
Yeah.
I was just in the bathroom the other day, and I looked at the sink, and I thought to myself, I'm going to die. It's all over.
It's so weird. So I hear you talking about being in the bathroom, and you're talking about getting shit off the wall and the delay. So I know you were talking, like,
Nope. It's you just don't know in the moment of when you start thinking about, yep, death. It's coming. You can't stop it, and then there's nothing unless you believe in fairies.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I always feel jealous of people who can believe in something, even though it's ridiculous and I don't understand it. I'm almost jealous.
Yeah, who's it? Epicurus who said like if there are gods, like live your life how you want to live it. Live a just life, right? Because if there aren't gods, at least you were a decent person. Yeah. If there are gods and they are decent, they will like that you were decent. And if there are gods and they're shitheads, fuck them. Yeah. So, you know, that's all right.
Because, I mean, if certain people who think they're going to heaven go to heaven, I don't want to be in the same heaven as them. Like, there's just a lot of people who...
Oh, God. If the Westboro Baptist Church is in heaven, I want to burn in hell forever. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people... Even not quite even that crazy, there's still enough people where I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be in the same after... I don't want eternity with that person.
If I go to the pearly gates and there's a sign that says no fags, I'm just going to, like... I'm going to just kick a puppy right then. I'll do whatever it takes to get sent down. Fuck that. Somebody want to know my opinion on college football. I'll say I like it. It's all right. I do think that, like, literally 98% of college teams get to go to a bowl of some kind because the bowls are where they get their money. Yeah. So they just throw that shit at people.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast.
What?
Welcome me back to the podcast. I haven't listened to anything anybody's been saying because I've been audio sizing and working on other shit.
Audio sizing?
Yeah. And I've got the date wrong on the podcast. Everything's fucking wrong.
Everything's fucking wrong. It says episode 210 there on the stream. Is it going to fix it? Is it up in the corner that doesn't? Under the screen, it said 210 still.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know what day it is. I don't know what's happening. I was playing a lot of Destiny. I'm very confused right now.
I know there's a new Rick and Morty tonight.
Rick and Morty, new John Oliver.
John Oliver's like an extra. He's on like extra half an hour, 40 minutes later than normal tonight for some reason.
That's fine. As long as he is on.
Still kind of mad at him, but that's all right.
Why are you mad at John Oliver?
Because of his fucking anti-nuclear power bullshit.
Well, I mean, sometimes they don't research.
He
was not anti-nuclear
power. He just called out that the containment of some of it could be questionable. And
literally everything he said was wrong.
Well,
not everything. I mean, he
according to one article, he said something's wrong. And maybe he was wrong. But again, I could probably find another article that says that article was wrong. There's a game you can play with the... And if he was wrong and truly wrong, he would probably call it out.
We could power the entire planet with nuclear energy for 1,000 years, and the waste would take up an area the size of O'Hare Airport. It is not an issue.
Well, but it's just that the waste is dangerous.
Sure, we can shoot it into the sky then.
Yeah.
So well, it's not really that dangerous. When there's a nuclear spill, they just scoop it up into buckets and recontain it. It's not like instant death kind of shit.
I don't know.
It's the issue of where it would just, you know, back in the 50s and 40s where you just dump it.
Sure, but we aren't there now.
His track record's pretty good.
Yeah,
and if it was truly wrong, he would apologize.
We'll probably see something about it tonight if that's the case too.
But I mean, or if it's somebody's opinion saying, "Hey, nuclear stuff is okay," and that dude's full of shit. You know, I didn't care enough on the topic to really dig into it one way or another.
And I do. I'm vehemently pro nuclear power, and so it's kind of annoying to see that.
Being pro nuclear power. Oliver didn't even say nuclear power is bad. He just said the containment was having an issue. I mean, he never said nuclear power bad. He just said. You know,
well, sure, but anytime people want it's a dog whistle, right? Like, instead of saying nuclear power is bad, you just go, oh, that waste sure is scary, and the implied thing is that the power isn't worth it. I mean,
well, no, he was like, he didn't even say that. He's like, they're not putting his point was they're not containing the waste well. Not that it was bad, not that it was good, it was just that the waste wasn't contained well. He wasn't trying to say
contained in places that have been falling apart for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think he said nuclear power is bad. He just called out a thing about it. Maybe that was wrong. I mean, I don't know.
Meh.
Yeah.
When have we become a science podcast?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, we're an opinion podcast. Oh. I'm very opinionated today. I'll be quiet. Brian obviously wants to say stuff.
Announcements.
Yeah.
See?
We have announcements.
Are you killing this time?
We have...
Darth Vader.
I guess I have announcements.
Brian's killing Darth Vader. That's an announcement.
Only I have an announcement, I guess.
What's your announcement?
Chaos Cop.
No. I was there. It's already done.
Isn't that next week?
No.
Want to know a funny story about next week? So yesterday I drove to Jeremy Kofoot's house, saw him mowing the lawn, and drove home.
Oh, you idiot. Is that... No, that's...
That's this coming Saturday.
No, that's like 2 weeks from now.
No, it's like the 16th.
No, let Nathan keep going every Saturday until eventually he knows.
Who's the 16th?
No, because there's the big tournament in Milwaukee next week. This coming weekend.
Are you sure it's not competing?
It might be competing.
I think it's
Sunday. Sunday is it Sunday his thing or is it Saturday?
What does he do? Isn't it like
throwing? I thought it was the
Saturday the 16th.
I thought it was the 23rd.
Okay,
tell him to request
the 23rd is my in-law's 50th anniversary.
Well, that's fine. So announcements, there's an event in Milwaukee next week.
This week,
this coming Saturday.
Like, it's not even an argument. It is
week. I know. It's this week. I'm not arguing. I'm not trying to. Please don't hurt me. I'm sorry.
Well, we can argue never this do it versus again. Next
I'll never
Saturday.
I'll never do it again. I will just name dates.
Well, no, now. If you said this or next Saturday, no, we could debate. But this week,
we're talking about the 16th now. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not even gonna.
But when's October?
I'm sorry.
October 16th.
I guess when I get tired, I can go into Jake mode where I just apologize for everything.
I wonder how big of a pain it would be to actually block you, Andy. Oh, there's no block button on my fucking... Do I have to go someplace else? I thought I could just block my phone. I used to be able to just click on the dots.
I thought you meant like block Andy, like the person, not Andy, the Facebook person.
No, I'll sit outside with my giant boombox.
Oh, I hit the dots on it. What's funny is one time I went to block somebody and I poked them instead, and then I blocked them, so they just got like a passive aggressive farewell poke from me.
The poke might not even came through if you.
So I found an interesting thing about the YouTube app. If you accidentally make one of the videos hidden, you can never find it again.
Well, I mean, you hit you have to like go through all the videos in random order to find.
You're like one. A squirrel trying to find the nuts again the next season.
I apologize to our listeners.
I think it was actually hidden from a subscription thing. But anyway, so announcements. Yeah. Fucking A, I'm going to get through these.
Event
that's happening. War Machines event that's happening.
At Kofut's place next Saturday?
At Kofut's place on Saturday. You're going to throw War Machine models into holes in the yard.
Do you think there's a limit to the number? Like, I've poked you 47 times now. Oh, do you think that it stops me? Is there a cap?
Do you know what that means?
Like a spam filter?
Do you know what the Facebook poke means?
No.
It's like, I want to poke.
All right, well, I'm accelerating my pace. You meant poke like with a fist, right?
So yes. There's a War Machine event somewhere next week.
In this Milwaukee. Week.
I don't know when.
In Milwaukee, next this week. Damn it! This is the 16th.
Of?
October.
Yeah.
No! Of September.
This is still September?
People play War Machine. Some of us do. Maybe one or two of us. One for sure. One not. Stop poking me. It's a dead game because Brian and Nathan don't play it anymore. So that's just answering that from the chat that War Machine is a dead game because Brian and Nathan don't play it anymore.
Funny thing is, I was thinking about going to a Milwaukee event, but I work. So much for that almost coming back to the game.
Stop it. Play with it in your lap.
It's not healthy for you.
Who? Your phone.
What? It's not even on.
You're doing the thunk.
You're doing the thunk.
What?
Aggie's in the chat. Aggie's one of my favorite Canadians. She gave me maple whiskey one time. It was great. And she had obviously drunk more of the maple whiskey than I received from her because she was very happy.
Aggie, I have a quick question for you, so if you can respond to it in chat. So I have some leftover maple whiskey. I'm curious, does it go bad?
No, of course not.
Or because it seems like it's not as smooth as when I first got it and opened it. So, I mean, it has a little burn to it now, but I'm just wondering if it's because maybe some of the sugars had...
Sure, the sugars might crystallize something, but it'll never go bad, like, spoiled, right?
Correct.
Because none of the components are spoilable.
Correct.
But, like, honey, perhaps it could crystallize or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or, I mean, it went bad. I will dispose of it safely. Give it to me.
No, I was meaning to give some to my friend Chris.
I like to think that someone just took some maple syrup and just poured it into some whiskey, and that was it.
That's for me.
Probably what happened is that's probably how it got invented.
It's just we're done. We mix something together. It's just trying to get the right mixture. Like what percentage is the hard part?
Just whatever tastes good. That stuff is awesome. I wish I can get some more.
Well, I'm sure Aggie will bring some to War Machine Weekend, and I'm sure Aggie will bring some to the America's Team Championship.
Oh, are they coming to that?
Well, they better. We specifically made sure not to conflict with their team tournament this year.
Yeah,
like we specifically did that shit.
Nathan, would you go with me
to the America's Team Championship? I'm gonna be busy to the Canadian Team
Championship.
Oh my god! Now she's saying they won't drive it. Well, I think she meant to say January, but that's not how you spell January. But
January.
That's a Canadian way to spell it. That's how you spell it north of a wall.
We should build like a giant ice wall between America and Canada.
We should.
After we go to Canada.
We can't keep the ice wall up because of the climate change.
Well, not water ice. We can make it like out of some other form of ice that has a higher melting point.
So
like rock.
That's what the undead.
Like frozen liquid metal.
That's what the undead needed to do.
Yeah.
Is just industrialize their civilization, the undead up there in Westeros. Industrialize their civilization to bring about climate change, and therefore it doesn't get
Sure.
Oh, the wall will just melt.
It did melt.
Or get a dragon.
Spoilers.
I don't see how it, someone who doesn't watch a show cannot get spoiled with the sheer quantity of images that come up. The episode's over for a minute and the internet is just splooshed with images of
Like when I was spoiled Breaking Bad. Like when I was flipping through the channels and that and I saw half of Gus Fring's face.
It was also the internet. You saw that on a random page on the web.
That was in Facebook. Somebody had posted like a animated GIF of that sequence of events.
Before it aired.
No, it was after. I was behind on it.
No, you were behind. Me and the three of us watched it together.
Yeah, we literally watched that together.
It was a spoil ahead. Someone literally, I remember that because someone had, it was someone, because that's the worst. Before episode airs, they find a spoil and they put it on Facebook. That's just pure dickhead. Yeah.
And I know we were watching it together because that was during the amazing juxtaposition of the fall of Dexter. Because we would watch Dexter and then Breaking Bad, Dexter would have been bad enough without immediately watching arguably the best show ever made by human beings immediately after it.
Correct.
It did not help.
God, that Dexter was...
It highlighted the shit out of how bad
that was. Hurricane in it, too.
Dexter. Oh, yeah. All the people, like, to be safe from the hurricane, just apparently get on your boat and drive out into it with your dead sister, and then you'll just show up as a lumberjack somewhere.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That seems like a plan. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
It got so bad at the end.
It sort of dove down deep.
It
went deep. Like even the season, like when the one season ended and she found him with the weapons and it was like, oh my God, that's exciting and possibilities. And then they just squandered it for 2 years. Cause then they had two bad seasons after that. Like,
I'm it was so such sad. An exciting my brother. Moment. Yeah. I'm dying. I died.
Ben Lang. We all finished The Genius, Ben Lang.
Ben Lang talked about the spoiler with The Genius. I think you said that happened to you too, what? Right? Or no, maybe somebody else. So the first season of The Genius is The Genius Rules of the Game.
Sure.
The second one is The Genius Rule Breakers.
Sure.
The third is The Genius Black Garnet.
Okay.
And the fourth is The Genius Grand Final. Sure. Not finale, final. It's a little annoying, but oh well.
It's Korean.
If, like me, you're like halfway through season two, or you just finished season two and you're starting season three, and you're like, man, garnets are cool. I'm way into the show. I'd love to find if you can buy some, maybe make them into keychains or something, use them as tokens. Garnets are cool. I like garnets. I'll use them as fucking focus tokens if I have to.
I can't find them.
You can't. There was one site that apparently used to sell them, but it's defunct. Yeah. But the point is, if you Google Genius Game Garnet, Google's like, Genius Game Garnet. They must mean Genius Game Black Garnet. What I will do is have the very top thing on the results screen be the winner of the third season. It literally just pops up and goes, season three, Black Garnet, winner, blah. Like, what? Like, who the fuck? Why would you do that?
I'm very curious. That's ridiculous.
Because that's a specific thing. Like, a computer didn't do that. Yeah. Like, because it wasn't, like, a result that popped up. It's like if you Google a word and it automatically puts the definition at the top because instead of the website, it does that. It specifically put the air date and winner information right at the top. Wow. So the whole season three, I'm just like, oh, I don't know, honey. Gee, that guy's doing well. Ha-ha.
That guy did really well. I mean, it was fun to watch. I mean, amazing. He kind of... Watching this halfway through, you knew he'd be one of the final two. You're like, so it wasn't that bad in some ways.
You also knew that he was boning Ah Young.
I wish they
were flirting like nobody's business.
I had some more announcements. I can't remember.
Pshaw, it's genius talk again.
Genius talk.
Son of a bitch.
I have one more episode of the first season of Crime Scene to go, and then we're going to do season two, which season one and two both have Jin-ho, but season two has Dongmin in it, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool.
You haven't started watching that, right? You've been too busy.
I watched like the intro of it and it seemed kind of cool, but I am playing a lot of video games right now. Yeah. And there's going to be Genius is so good.
Yeah. I'm downloading just because Bum Diddlyumptious has said he's done subbing things. And he took his videos offline, and so I found a place. And you're welcome, by the way. I could have withheld that link until after I caught up to you, but I gave you the link right away, like a decent person. But anyway, I'm downloading all those videos. But and so it's four seasons of The Genius and two seasons of Crime Scene, and every episode is two videos, yeah. And each video is like 700 megabytes. So I am filling my second computer's hard drive entirely with six seasons of Korean television shows.
I do want to watch that whole made up the whole comedy thing they do, though.
Never thought I would be this person, Andy.
What's that one show called with Sangman?
God of Music.
I want to download God of Music.
It's on that. So, it's on that link.
Yeah.
Not to wish bad tidings upon you, but I almost...
If that website died.
No. Like, something tragic happens to you and everybody at your house there.
Yeah.
And as people are, like, dividing up your stuff there, and they're going through some of your stuff there, don't exactly know you specifically, and then find, like, you know, an entire hard drive filled...
I am confident... What they find on the hard drive before they get to the Korean talk show will be nowhere near as bad.
My backup computer, okay. The one, it's brand new. We just hooked it to the TV. Yeah. So the only thing on it is Diablo 3.
Sure.
Because I hooked it to the TV specifically so that Raylene and I could play two-player PC because there weren't seasons on the console yet. So the only things on it are Diablo 3 and... 400 gigabytes of Korean television shows. That's literally everything.
Well,
your other
computer will be in court. They'll be locked out. Like FBI will have it. They'll just like lock them all up for.
I have. You know how in Lost they had to type in the code or else bad things would happen. Yeah. I have one of those to an electromagnet next to that computer. So if I don't type in a code every 4 hours, it'll erase everything.
If you die, I promise to just start smashing all the electronics you own. I'm just gonna start destroying everything. And I expect the same back.
That's how Raylene finds out. You just walk into my house with a sledgehammer and start smashing everything.
She's like, David is dead. I'm dead. I will do that for anyone I know. I will gladly destroy the electronics because, quite frankly, there's just things you don't need to know. No one needs to know.
You'll do the Terry Pratchett. Yeah,
exactly.
Terry Pratchett had it in his will. They did it like last week. Terry Pratchett, the author of the Discworld stuff.
Yeah.
They took his computer, put it in the middle of a road, and ran it over with a steamroller. Because he said, I don't want anybody, Frank Herberting or Tolkien's son, I don't want anybody taking my 60% done books and shitting another 40% into them.
Because that's what happened to, like, Wheel of Time, is it?
Wheel of Time, I don't think they used half-done stuff. I think they kind of did the Game of Thrones.
Because he was with the guy for a little, he knew it was coming.
But Pratchett said, I don't want anybody finishing my work. So his will said, take my computer the middle of the road, run it over with a steamroller.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's cool. I think it's cool that people would actually really go through and respect the wishes of the deceased.
I always worry about final wishes. I have done some things for final wishes. That's one of the few things I take very seriously. If you're dying, you need something done. You tell me, and it'll get done.
I taunted
for everyone. If it's for those 10.
Yeah.
I taunted Jeremy on last Thursday, and he didn't get it. So there's the Chiefs game was going on with the Chiefs versus the Patriots.
Yes.
And so the Chiefs beat the Patriots. And so I sent the message to Jeremy Shea. I said, how about them Chiefs? And then like a minute later, I said, oh, no, wrong Jeremy. Because Colfoot's a big Chiefs fan.
He was probably playing Destiny with me a lot, so I don't think he cared a lot.
No, was it Thursday? Yes. Thursday you guys were playing this?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
More announcements. There's a War Machine event in Madison. What? In October sometime.
Okay, the first weekend in October is a team tournament in Michigan, apparently. Because Quimby wants to go there.
He hates him when you call him Quimby. I think that's why we should do it all the time now.
What?
He hates it when you call him Quimby. He does not like it.
I call everybody Destiny at work by their last name, and I worked with him. So
our viewer has requested some Destiny talk. I'll wait a minute.
It'll
be short-ish.
No, it's not.
It'll be.
The War Machine weekend is the first weekend.
Everyone knows it's in November.
Yeah, but is anybody here going besides me?
You are going, and depending on it, I might ride in your car. If I can literally go there for like paying my share of gas... And chipping
yet
in
again, you don't want to pay your share of the room.
And chipping in? Like, I was about to fucking say.
Nope, you were like, I just want to pay gas as long as I get free room and board, like always.
I won't even need a room because I will just play board games for 72 hours and never sleep.
A few people I normally would go to hang out with aren't going, and I don't know. I think I'm not going next this year, which would be the first time in almost 9 years I'd miss the War Machine weekend. We'll see. But Andy's going for sure, Nathan Michael.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone else from Madison is going.
No, I don't. I think a lot of folks are going to GameholeCon.
GameholeCon is a pretty good con.
You know, Dan and Josh aren't going because they were normally my ride. Dan, Josh, and I rode together the last 2 years.
I
wouldn't
be surprised if Dan, maybe they'll go. I don't know. Josh has a relative down there, so he gets room and board for free.
Right.
So that's why he likes to go. And of course, he doesn't own a car because reasons. So, well, I mean, they share a car, but so Dan drives. So it works out well for them. Also, Ben Lang, let's talk about Destiny. Just Skype them in real quick.
No. It's better than Destiny 1, but it's impossible not to be better than Destiny 1. But it's ruined by having DLC or by having microtransactions. There, that's my entirety of Destiny 2.
You're reading something awful, aren't you?
So, no, Michael, that's from the Gymquisition.
Yeah.
So one thing I have to say, and this actually is a slightly different topic, and I was going to talk about this, and I didn't know there was paid things in Destiny until like yesterday, because it's just some visual things. You buy like coins and you can get some visual like outfit stuff. But I am amazed at how mad people get when a company tries to make more money. There's a lot of games out that have like this, hey, here's this, you know, pay $50, $60 for a game. You can play it. You can beat it. You can do what you want. Cool. Also, here's if you want some whatchamajiggers, here's, you know, you could spend some more money. And people are like, God damn, the integrity of the world is over. This fucking company is dead to me, regardless of anything else. It's the fact that it's like, I don't know. Well, it blows my mind how absolutely fucking crazy gamers get.
Yeah, but when they get blatantly gougy about it, like the big one with Destiny right now is the sprays. They're not called sprays. The shaders.
Yeah.
In Destiny 1,
you
would get a shader, and you would, number one, have it forever, and number two, it would color your whole suit if you wanted it to.
Yep.
Now, it's a single-use item that only colors one portion of your suit, and also you can pay them real money for it. I know you don't have to pay real money for it, but for the people who care, you obviously don't care.
Oh,
but
I care. But for the people who care about cosmetics. I'm a person that cares about cosmetic games.
Well, then, deeply. I mean, they purposefully made the game less user-enjoyable to increase the odds of gouging extra money out of you.
So there's two tangents I would say. If a game that is, even some games say, hey, Dead Space 3 did this. You could spend, Dead Space 3 had crafting. Mm-hmm. You could spend money for crafting mats. I played and beat Dead Space 3. At no point in the game that I was ever low on craft. I played it at a decent rate, and I never once was low. I crafted a lot and never ran low on. Like, I couldn't fathom why someone would spend money on mats because there was always mats there. If I had played the game and the game had given me basically no mats and my only way to get them was to spend money on mats, then I would have had a problem. But I could play the entire game through, and maybe if I wanted to sit and just say, you know what, I'm going to craft for 12 hours for no valid reason, I could run out of mats. But I would have had to, like, try hard to like run out of what the game gave me for free. Destiny, sure, if you're like, but I really want my armor to be pink yellow and I have to, I have played the game as much as everyone else who's played Destiny. I can tell you, I have so many goddamn shaders that the game just throws at me like fucking confetti every time. I take a step, here's 25 shaders. I take a step, here's 25 more. I mean, the game... Sure, if I guess I want to just keep making every outfit at any time look the exact same, it could potentially run into the thing. But really, you don't really shade your stuff till you get max level and then start getting your gear, and then you want to start matching things out. Yeah. But I have so many shaders for only playing it a few days. It's not, I mean, and if people are, it's also on patience. You know, if it takes a week to get a bunch more, it takes a week to get a much more. If the game said, if I had played for as long as I did and I had like three shaders, I could probably be annoyed if I wanted to shade, because I use shaders all the time. I'm always making myself match. Mm-hmm. It's very important. I can't have these gaudy green shirt with this, you know, puce other thing. It doesn't make sense. So I'm always blowing shaders. I have so many shaders. I spend money, have some more. And I'm a person that will throw money on cosmetic stuff. Every game I've ever played that said, give me money for cosmetics, I'll throw money at. But man, I just have so much cosmetics in this game, I haven't even thought that it was even something to do.
Well, that seems like, because Nathan and I obviously watched the same Dreamquisition, and it seems like then he didn't research it fully through?
No, no, no. Because he said the same thing Brian just said, which is that the solution is just to wait till your max level. So the issue is if you're the kind of person who, like,
which takes about a day. It's about a day.
Of hardcore playing a shitload with your friends. No, I mean, like, that's like, I say that Diablo 3 starts at level 70 because...
It does. I mean, it's 8 hours of play.
Sure. And for some people, that's 16 days, right? Like, I mean, not everybody sits down for an 8-hour shift.
Even those who do... I
am talking far extreme, sure, but like some working parent who comes home and they play for an hour and then they go to bed. I mean, it's good. And if they're that casual, if you're a casual player who doesn't get max level that quickly, but you do like cosmetics, you will run out of shaders.
But it's like a loot pinata. It's like a little bit like Diablo, so you get it. I guess, I mean, it's a weak argument to me. I mean,
I guess my point is, it still is, even if those people are not the majority of people, it's still a type of person that's being actively fucked over on purpose by the game designers.
I'm not being fucked over.
Gouged? I mean, what phrase do you want to use?
If it costs money, it costs money. I don't know. So Shadows of War did a thing. So Shadows of War, you can play the game, it's a single player game. You can play it and beat the game however you want. Or while you play the game, you can spend some more money and you get like some loot chests, which would give you actual gear to make you actually better in the game.
It's also a multiplayer game too. So that the gear that you get from those loot crates do carry over to your multiplayer part.
Yeah.
So you can actually pay to win for like your fortresses that you have in that game.
Yeah, for the invading. But man, people get so mad. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
If you don't care about the PvP in that game, which honestly,
when I play Shadows of Mordor game that kind of stuff, I'm sure it'd be neat. I loved every element of their game. I'll probably do it. But again, it depends how much like if there's a special item in PvP that you can only get for money, then that's bullshit. But if it's just random shit that you can get randomly normally generated, it's not a big deal. It's how they do it
One of the more recent Jimquisitions I just saw, too, was talking about they had one of their lead designers for Shadow of Mordor passed away last year or this year or something. And they had built into the game a tribute. And most games like WoW or... mainly just like WoW that I can really think of, when they have a tribute in the game, it's just thrown into the game.
Sure.
The big fan who died, they had a little chest like in the main hub city that was like that guy's locker and it had like a signature from him and stuff.
Sure.
Borderlands 2 had similar. It had the treasure hunter guy who would show up sometimes in Sanctuary like a guy from their fan side. And they just threw him in there.
Yeah. They just threw him in there. But the problem with the Shadow of Mordor, they're actually charging people
$5.
$5.
For the privilege of seeing the tribute.
To getting this character to be... Basically, it's a character that comes and saves... I can't think of the character's name. But
he's like the mysterious stranger in Fallout. Well, he'll show up randomly to help you out.
Gotcha.
But you have to pay $5 for him.
Well, I mean, they could have paid $5 and that could have been a thing they were going to do anyway. He said, well, since this guy died, we'll just throw it under his name.
I don't know. The main issue with it is some places can't take it as a charity donation. Some states don't allow them to purchase it as a charity donation. Okay. So
of the $5 purchase, $3.50 is going to charity, but that's only the case in America and only in 43 of the states. I think there's 7 states where it doesn't.
Correct. Just because of laws.
Just because of laws.
Sure.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's...
But it could have been free and said, hey, you know... You should donate to charity because charity's awesome. But either way.
Yeah, which is weird because Blizzard does that all the time with their sales of their pets. So, like, you pay $10 for a kitty, you know, it goes to hurricane relief, et cetera.
It may be different how they do it somehow. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get into that. I mean, the levels of that.
I thought that was kind of something that would have been nicer to put into the game itself or just flat out as a tribute to the person. I think it'd be better appreciated rather than being, because it's being singled out is hate thing for this game, which it doesn't need to be because it's something that's celebrating that person's character. Yeah, you know.
Sure. Well, people get mad at everything. Mad at DLCs. People get mad at everything. It's like, you know what? Just fucking.
That's why I never get mad at anything.
You never get
mad at anything. Life's too short.
But anyway, yeah. So I didn't know until like yesterday that there was even an option to like spend money, because it's not very obvious even when you go to the one vendor that, because the vendor you get all these things where you cash in for the spending, because I have so many credits to spend on like shiny objects
or for Destiny you're talking about.
Destiny 2 there's, and then I saw this other thing where you could actually buy silver, which turns into the cosmetics, but like I said, I just inundated with cosmetics that I didn't care.
Well, it's nice to know it's an option for somebody who's trying to farm for like a specific color in that, but it's not as necessary if you're playing the game.
That's the argument people had for the real world auction house in Diablo 3 when it first rolled out too. Was like, yeah, I mean, you can always farm for that. You can always do 1,000 runs to get that set item, or you can just spend $5 on the auction house. Yeah. But I don't know. People hated that auction house, but they hated it more than people hate. I think most people agree with Brian in this particular situation, mm-hmm. and yet everybody hated that fucking auction house in Diablo 3. Well, and I don't get why it's different.
That one is actually legitimately pay to win. Pay to win in your game. Like you're actually going in there and you're paying for a specific item. For the loot boxes, all you're getting is just basically now my headpiece can be purple.
Sure,
or you might get like a buff that might give you some
counterpoint. If you are getting any buff, it is a pay to win, and doesn't matter how small the buff is, it's still a buff that you're paying for. Also, point two, Diablo 3 is a single player game, so who the fuck cares if you win harder?
You can fight people.
There's PvP.
There is. You can go to an arena in town to fight for 12 seconds for literally zero effect.
Hey. No, you could
you
win.
Don't even get, like, in Diablo 2, you got, like, an ear as a trophy. You get nothing in Diablo 3 for winning in the Dueling Grounds.
There's literally zero effect.
It's like a duel in Borderlands. You just challenge to a duel, one of you dies, the game doesn't give a shit.
No, you get experience by doing that. Because then you res your friend, and then you get experience, and you just duel him again, and then you res him. You duel him again. You don't remember doing that? There's a way you could power level somebody.
I played Destiny 1 for like a month. I played it for maybe 2 months. I played Destiny 1. I did the first raid. I did the first or two. I think I quit around the second raid. So I played it a few months, geared up with and play. We had a pretty big group who played that game, and it was okay. I mean, I would not have played Destiny 2 unless people like Alex and JR, people that I like to hang out with online, play. Like they were I would not have gone out on my own and said, you know what, I'm going to get Destiny 2. But I liked it okay enough, and the people that I enjoy gaming with online all picked it up. So I'm like, well, I'll tag along. And Destiny 2 is better than Destiny 1, and I still feel.
I've heard nobody say otherwise to that.
Yeah.
Like, it apparently blows Destiny 1 out of the wall. It is what Destiny should have been. Yes, it's like what we all expected Destiny
correct.
To be.
I mean, I'm playing it a lot, but I would still, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not playing it because I'm tuned a little bit sad about that. You know, it's like, it's Destiny 2 is pretty cool, and I see a lot of people on, and there's a lot to do, and the raids are kind of fun. The full on raid is not the next week, but there's like strikes you can do, and all fun. The quests are kind of engaging, and the music is good. And I mean, it's a controller, which only infuriates me constantly.
FPSs are always better on controllers.
It is the worst.
Always.
It's like a banana. I feel like
it's what?
It's like, I feel like I'm using a banana.
You don't like bananas? Just, like,
I feel. I hate controllers so much.
You should stop eating bananas while you play Destiny.
I love FPSs out of controllers.
I mean,
so much.
If you like, it's kind of like being drunk and sluggish. Like you want to aim at something, and it's just like there's such a lack of just accuracy and competence. I pulled out my Zim, and I might my keyboard mouse hooked up, and I might just start playing Destiny on the PS2 or PS4.
On the PS2,
I'm gonna back it up. The controller is the worst thing.
Circle strafing with the dual joysticks on controllers is so much. I WASD, just WASD, bad WASD.
You can change WASD it however you want.
Whatever.
Keyboard mouse. Keyboard is such buttons a superior are terrible. Way to play a shooter.
Keyboard buttons are terrible.
When I play a game like The Witcher, I want a controller. But man, for a true shooter, it's a nice child. Like here's a child. Give a child a controller. But as you mature and grow up, now we give you a mouse and keyboard, and now you become an adult.
Maybe you're just not good enough for a keyboard or for a controller.
Yeah.
You need the baby's training wheel.
No one's good.
The only game I like better on mouse and keyboard is RTSs. Everything else, I'll take a controller.
RTS
is... Try to run an RTS on a controller is the worst thing in the world.
That would be pretty bad. That's why.
Have you ever tried playing like Warcraft? Because I have Warcraft 2 downstairs, so if you want to play it on my PS2, you can go ahead.
I had the original XCOM on the PlayStation 1, but that at least is turn-based, not real-time. Yes,
that is, yeah. I move over, click that person, then, you know... And then I wonder where the fuck they went, because now I'm looking at the third level view instead of, you know...
My controller will go through my TV at some point while playing Destiny 2.
That is just
a fact that's going to happen. It's just so... I just know I'm so much better than what I am in that game when I play it first.
Somebody mails me a copy of Destiny 2, I'll play it with you guys. Yeah. If it just shows up out of the blue for the PlayStation, I'll play it.
That was actually the really nice thing about Destiny 1 was the gameplay in it. The actual gameplay of you running around shooting, that was fun.
You don't run around and shoot. You park in front of a cave and tape down your shoot button.
No, not all the time. I mean, sometimes you ride around in your Sparrow. And fly
Jack Sparrow.
I will say this company does put aim assist, so really, I mean, it's because this company. So I mean, it makes up for the fact that I'm happy to keep your mouse. So aim assist is such a lame thing.
They knew you weren't good enough to use it.
Everyone gets aim assist. It's such a ridiculous.
They did the same thing with. Yep, that game. Sure. I suddenly can't remember the fucking game. Halo. Overwatch. Jesus Christ.
Some people are going to be going... It's coming up for the... Destiny is going up for the PC in a couple months. And now Jordan's playing on the PC. And Alex might switch off the PS4 and play on the PC.
I'd only play on the PC if I can figure out how to make my controllers work.
That's what Jordan does.
That's how Jordan,
if you get an Xbox controller.
If you have your PS4 controller,
but you have to download a software to make it work. Yeah, you do.
PS4 controllers don't work as well as Xbox controllers.
We used it for playing that stupid game.
PS4 controllers usually have problems.
I couldn't get mine to work. Normally, I tried to do it, and I couldn't get it to work.
You typically need to download something special to make it.
I'm wondering maybe because the operating system I use is Windows 7.
I have 10.
That's what I'm saying is 10, it may not be something that's
compatible. Normally you want an Xbox controller.
Yeah.
And that's plug and play.
Yeah, but in an Xbox, you'll just plug it in. I mean, you have to deal with an Xbox controller.
I could also just buy, I have PC controllers at work, so I get a discount on them. And the point is, I only play FPSs with controllers because only scrubs use keyboards and mouse. That's an Xbox controller.
I would love to play a shooter on a PC where you have a
just sitting in a corner.
You pick the PC game. We'll play versus. You use that. Use keyboard, mouse. We'll see what happens.
Some people are really good with that. I've seen some guys.
Idiots and bonds, like retard mental fuck ups. Like are okay with it, but what? You know, not normal people that are good. You have to have like a mental handicap to like be good at a controller.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
No, I remember seeing some grandmaster. Some grandmasters of Overwatch playing on the PS4 or playing on like the Xbox, switching over to PC and just still continuously owning with a controller on a PC.
There's the magical point in playing a video game where you don't have to think about your inputs. Like, it just happens because the controller is an extension of you. Just like you don't have to think about lifting your foot. It just lifts because you want it to lift.
Well, you played enough.
That I reach that point far more naturally with a controller than I do with a keyboard and mouse.
Because you're retarded.
Or because I played the fuck out of GoldenEye and then Red Faction and all these games for the... And the thing is, I've always been a console gamer over PC gamer because for this dark period in the 90s up until literally now, and it will always be the case, it's stupid to ever buy games for a computer because next Tuesday your computer won't be able to run the next game that comes out.
Not nowhere near as true anymore. You can go 4 or 5 years on a computer.
Yeah, maybe it's not true now. But in the 90s, I just gave up on being a PC gamer because you always had to buy more RAM and more this and more that just to be able to run the new game, and it just wasn't fucking worth it when I could just buy the PS2 and know that every game would run.
There were challenges with accounts with PCs. I mean, you had to have floppy boot disks and all sorts of terrible things, but games are so much better. So, you know, Master Race, blah, 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 PC. Games like Total War just can't exist on a console.
Again, that's an RTS, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, Borderlands, and it's like, it's the same thing.
I played Overwatch a lot on the PC, and I went over to someone's house and they had it on the console, so I just sat down and I did surprisingly well
at it on the couch. Because, I mean, you play a game long enough that once you understand the mechanics of the game, and I'll even say even by now, my ability to do things in Destiny 2 are much better than they were when I first started. Because you talked about, you know, just getting yourself to that level with whatever your input device is.
Yeah.
There's a, like, for me, obviously the curve of the keyboard is, you know, right there immediately. And for you, you're right there with a controller. Yeah. And then I'm sure we switch. There's that longer gap here. You can eventually get there. It's just you have to struggle, like your WSAT thing you don't like. And I mean, by the end of the day, you're still wrong. Controllers are stupid. I mean, let's just be. I just want to.
I just love circle strafing with the D. Yeah.
No, T. I do T.
W-A-S-T. Oh, man. I had a friend who he did it. The four across. So instead of the W being the one line up, it was like ASDF he used for walking. Sure. Because that way, like, all four movement buttons were there, but you never need to move forward and backward at the same time. Like, it's okay for them to be two different buttons. And, mm-hmm. like, that I did not understand.
Yeah. First-person shooters like Mech Warrior and stuff are really fun on the PC because, like, a game like that, you have so much going on. Like, you have more things going on than you have buttons on a controller.
And gets a little ridiculous. Well, unless you got the controller for it.
Steel Battalion.
Yeah, some of those controllers are
Steel Battalion with the eject.
I mean, when I played games like Wing Commander, I had the two flight sticks and that. Yeah. I mean, that was beyond a keyboard. Yeah. That was, you know, you had your throttle, you had your controller, you had all that nonsense. That was expensive stupidity.
Yeah, Wing Commander, Descent Free Space, XCOM Interceptor, I played the shit out of those. Descent Free Space was amazing.
You get a nice expensive joystick for those games, and that's really fun.
Take your Dramamine before going to Descent.
I don't remember if it was Free Space or Free Space 2, where they introduce an enemy that is almost literally unkillable because they have shield technology. And, like, the game starts with it's you versus another race, and then you choose a third race who starts fucking over both races, and so you have to align against them, and that's how it goes. But when they introduce them, they have shields and you don't, and they have stealth so they don't show up on your radar. And so they are really fucking tough to fight. They're almost literally unkillable. And so the next, like, three or four missions are just trying to survive against them, including escort missions. And it's the most ball-bustingly frustrating, stressful thing. And it was kind of amazing.
They don't make a good space shooter game anymore.
They don't really bother with those anymore.
And then when they do, they make them, like, third person, and I fucking hate that.
Yep.
It's not the same to me.
There was a...
I need cockpit view. I need to be in the shit. In the shit. Chris is going to punch you. I'll do it later. For legal reasons, I can't punch him on camera.
I lightly punched Nathan.
Yeah. All Andy punched me.
All right.
No, I didn't really just punch.
I guess he didn't. He didn't say how hard to punch. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. That's fine. It's okay, Chris. You're wrong about this, and that's all right.
Swear to God, Nathan.
So I went to the Chaos Cup this week.
I already mentioned that in the announcement.
That was next week.
It's at Kofoot's place during the War Machine tournament.
You weren't here yesterday?
He's hosting both.
I wasn't here yesterday.
I was.
Who was here? There was a thing yesterday here. That's weird. Anyway.
Nothing here yesterday.
Yeah, no, we had a big party while you were there.
No, there was nobody here.
Jordan was gone. We had a whore fest at my place from noon to like noon.
Corn fest?
Horn fest.
Horn fest. Horn fest. It was like all of the vuvuzelas.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And unicorns.
Nope. I ended up the whole weekend... playing.
What, you're like 2-2-2 or something?
Nope, I ended up 2-3-2-1.
Dwarves.
You were 2-2, and then you went 0-1-1. That's right.
Yeah. Well, the second day I went, I tied again.
Okay.
And lost. I lost.
Were you playing soccer?
No, I was
yeah, playing, kind of.
How football. Many times during the game you say, "Man, you guys hear about Guild Ball? It's so much better than this game."
I did say that a couple of times.
Yeah.
No. What?
It's impossible to play Guild Ball without immediately telling everybody else how much better Guild Ball is than whatever game you're currently playing.
When you buy the miniatures,
it's in the rules.
No, I didn't actually say it like that, though. But I did mention
miniatures are laced in some psychotropic drug.
I don't... Do I actually say that? I don't think I do.
You don't I haven't about Guild seen Ball. You...
I try to talk about Guild Ball because I like it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because of the drugs they put in the miniatures. Yes.
Since you played a game of Guild Ball at Gen Con or whatever, I don't think I've seen you when you haven't talked about Guild Ball.
Uh-huh.
And, like, on Wednesday, I came down to War Machine Night, and you had a complete table covered in Guild Balls.
What?
You're like a more annoying version of Ben Lang.
No.
Is that possible?
Aww.
It works so well.
Have you actually seen me when I get into a new game? I'm that way. I was like...
War Machine, the company that makes Guild Ball to make another game so that they can implode over the people who play both their games telling the other people that their game's the better game of those games.
No, they don't do that anymore. They made a big effort to make it so their pundits do not. So if you hear a pundit actually
That's saying, how we know you're not a pundit.
I don't, this is a very hostile podcast. I'm
fucking episode playing 213.
War Machine. Jesus Christ.
That should be our tagline.
It's okay to love Guild Ball, Andy.
As long as you don't use controller when playing it.
Well, I could.
I swear to God, the Jordan
just like push models with the controller. It's just so much better.
It's better than a keyboard.
Your opponent's like smashing shit around. What's happening?
No, I played Blood Bowl and I went 1-2, lost or tied 3 and lost 1. And the game I lost was on the very last play of the game for my opponent. In which there was a riot, which I had a chance to score again, and I failed.
Oh man,
it's such a good story.
90 Quitting Nick says we should start a better podcast than this one.
I mean, that's a pretty low bar.
It is.
We've got the bar low, so really anything can exceed it.
And we are the worst War Machine and Hordes podcast that other guy has ever listened to.
I'm sorry.
It's my signature on the Private Depressed forums that I think still exist. Let me check.
I used to play Friday the 13th again. They added a bunch of stuff to the game. They added a new Jason's coming, a bunch of new.
Which one?
Part 4 Jason's coming.
Fuck him.
They're not going to get Jason X anytime soon.
They need Jason X.
The maps, updated maps, new outfits.
They got rid of the ability to clip on the ceiling.
Although they added an ability. I go to the forums all the time and keep up on the game.
Sure.
When they added a thing and everyone complains about it, which is rare to get like universal. Like I haven't found someone say, "Hey, this is a good idea." When Jason breaks a window now, he has to stop and like hit the square to like tap the window down, like how you do something. He has to like hold down for a window for a second. It doesn't just auto break a window. He has to like interact with the window to smash it, which they say just like breaks the momentum of playing Jason. Which it makes sense because normally when you're playing a console, you run into a thing and you can climb out a window and escape. So Jason shatters all the windows. So if you climb out, you take a little bit of damage. You climb out enough windows, you get bloodied and you slow down. And Jason, you know, it helps Jason.
It's
but
easier
now,
for him to try.
So Jason would go and just start smashing windows, and you walk by and just swing and you knock it. Now you have to like stop at a window, hit like the X button, like interact. Like when you like, it's just a weird thing they added to the game.
Yeah, it was an easier way for breaking down doors then.
Because when you go to doors, you stop at a door and you like interact with the door. You smash on a door too. Now you do the same thing for a window. And man, like everyone in game complained about it.
It makes it so that Jason doesn't just mindlessly break every window at the very beginning of the game. Like,
well, there's a lot of cabins, and you do as Jason. You want to break as many windows as possible.
I know tactically you want to because of that, but this way, just like with doors, you're only more likely to do it. It's more thematic, right? Like in the movies, Jason doesn't show up and just break every window like an obsessive compulsive. Like he does it when he's actively hunting somebody.
But also Jason doesn't have a boombox strapped to him yelling out Mortal Kombat whenever he's nearby.
There's so many ways to stun Jason in the game. So when he goes into that action, it puts him in an action to do it. So then he's vulnerable to being stunned by like everybody.
Then
so
maybe that does need to be balanced. But I can see why they would do it. They wanted to encourage more interesting.
I swear to God, if you have to counterpoint every fucking thing I say today, Jim, I swear I'm going to stab you in the goddamn heart. In the heart! For eternal damnation.
I said Destiny 2 was good.
I don't know. But not with keyboard.
No, God, no. Nothing's good with mouse and keyboard.
We're all people.
Wow, there's a Jim call out in this episode.
That's hurtful.
Well, that's what Jim does. It's like when he's in his right mood, he has to counterpoint everything everyone says. He just sits in the middle of a room and he waits for someone to have an opinion and he just like throws out the counterpoint. And he's quiet, another opinion, throws out a counterpoint. Regardless of the conversation, who's having it or what, he just is like, it's like a counterpoint machine.
On the other hand, the thing that Jim does. No, never mind. See, that was ironic because I was going to. I have the sharp thing in my hand.
No, come on.
What?
Hurt the person's hurting you.
I want to hear what it sounds like as this thing breaks over his head.
No, hurt the person that's hurting you, not with my stuff.
90 Clinton Nick says that Jason smashes the door and flips the light switch off and on 5 times. Now I want to. I imagine Jason like he murders somebody and then he like he shoves them into an oven and then he leaves and like 10 minutes later he's like, did I leave that oven on? And he has to go back and check on the dead counselor to make sure.
I like to think he's the cheat because he has light switch raves.
You mean DeChort?
The cheat.
DeChort.
No.
Great job, DeChort.
Well, that's from Coach Z, and he sucks. He's not. Yeah.
What?
Coach Z sucks.
Coach Z is like the second best character on that web.
Who's the best one? Who's the best one?
Smith.
Nope.
Is there a new season?
You're gonna say Hamsar.
No.
Hey, we're not to recommendations yet.
No.
Is it yes? I didn't watch.
It came out on Friday.
I didn't watch last season all the way through.
No. What? No. Who is? Come on. It's Strong Mad.
Namayoto.
I love that there's a Marzipan's her voicemail message thing.
Every character on that show is great.
It's pretty good. But the more specific one is where Strong Mad is trying to do prank calls to Marzipan. And it's just like, as you're running, and you just hear Strong Mad in the background yelling, that doesn't work. Somebody has to answer the phone. Is the refrigerator running? That doesn't work. Hello?
Andy likes the strong bad.
I love
they were
strong
great
bad.
17 years ago.
Yeah,
they're irrelevant.
No,
hey, they've released at least three comics since then.
Yeah, they have.
They were very. It's like asking all those things. They're like pockets. The internet is like pockets of times where there's great videos for a short period of time, and then we shouldn't talk about them ever again.
No, we should. We should celebrate. Like Ask a Ninja. We should go back and revisit.
I actually
floor
just
plan.
Did that like a little while ago. I watched a couple of his videos.
You watched Floor Plan?
No. Oh, you know what? Because when Pirates of the Caribbean came out, it made me watch his Pirates of the Caribbean 2/3 review. Because his Pirates of the Caribbean 3 review was just this Pirates of the Caribbean 2 review, but you replace every time he says Kraken with Keith Richards.
Sure.
It's and true. He gave you those instructions and then just played his 2 review again.
Why does he not? So good. Why does he not? Make
it's
shit
directed
anymore.
By Gore Verbinski, and the movie needed a whole lot more gore and a whole lot less Verbinski.
Asking Ninja was good stuff.
I miss him. Come back.
I don't think he listens to our podcast.
He might.
No. I
maybe Ben Lang is secretly the Ask a Ninja Ninja.
That's possible. We haven't seen him in the same place.
I actually have.
I see Ben Lang playing Destiny. I'm like, I could play with Ben Lang, but then I don't. I just kind of sit by myself and play by myself. Even though I like, so here's the thing. I want to play with Alex, JR, and Jeremy for the most part. And it's just because they play well together. But JR was out of town all weekend for a wedding. Alex has a lot of friends that he plays with. So like, every time I see Alex down, he's in a max group. And then Jeremy's on only when Kitty lets him. So he's on very sporadically. So I play alone a lot.
I thought you said that Alex is only on when Katie lets him.
Oh, no, it's Jeremy. Alex is on nonstop. Yeah. It's just that he's just has like 1,000 online friends, and he's already like, he's already like beating the game and max level, and he's just waiting for the raid to start.
Ben Lang says he hates you so much. Would you say, Ben, that you look forward to killing him soon?
But yeah, no, I need to like, and I saw Keith Hooks on there, Ben Lang.
Because that's the Ask a Ninja Ninja's theme, like a catchphrase, Andy. And so if he says he is looking forward to killing him soon, he might be the ninja.
I was more worried about having to go and destroy O'Brien's stuff.
Good point.
Or divide up his board game collection.
I Katie already has instructions what to do with my board game collection.
What? No.
Burn it all.
To me? No.
What? No.
Burn it all in front of everyone else.
I was going to let you and my brother and my friend Andrew try to divide it together.
You wouldn't let
I'll be too busy with the Switch.
They would give you Andy games.
They would.
They would know. The four of you could peaceably divide that collection. I guarantee it.
I'm confident as many games he has, I don't want.
Sometimes I like other games.
I don't know, but now you might like them, but when you play them, you can't tell.
I can tell.
You have this very neutral looking at hand. You might be enjoying it, but you
when
don't
I'm not,
look at it.
When I don't know what the purpose of it is, I definitely don't enjoy it at the time.
That's
when
life.
When I figure
that's how I feel about life.
When I figure out what the purpose is, like, what is my purpose? You know,
you pass butter.
Yeah.
To die.
No, when I figure out the purpose, I know that it must. I'm sorry about Star Trek. I'm really sorry about Star Trek. But I Star Trek is not combat-y.
Hey, stop playing with the cable.
That's me. I can do it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop that fucking.
I did the thing you were doing.
No,
yes,
but No, don't do it. Seriously. No, please. Yeah. All right.
Welcome to the last episode of the system. Oops, sorry.
Don't lose that, you fucker.
That's all I had. All
right. So with Star Trek was it was very combat-y as compared to what I thought Star Trek would be like. I thought it was really about more exploration.
Klingons fight people?
Out of where it's right down the side.
No, my little rubber suction cup guy.
I don't know where the fuck it is. It's gone.
And then there was also the damage dial. I always kept it on 8. Oh, okay, there's the damage dial. But the rubber suction cup,
he's gone.
I had the pink one.
He's gone.
I ate him.
But that Star Trek game seems like it's very comedy, and I didn't expect it to be that comedy.
I thought you said comedy at first.
Comedy,
this
yes.
This is hilarious. I also heard comedy. So it's the Orville board game?
That's tonight, too.
Oh, I am looking forward to not watching that.
No, I'm watching that.
Heard... I always watch AV's Club's watch it, binge it, skip it thing. And that show did go fall under the binge it. They said it does pick up... speed. And I like Seth MacFarlane's stupidity. And I'm not... I think it'll fail. Yeah, like that's my gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I do I miss space shows. And I do think if they can get the right mix going and the right comics, it could be good. It probably won't be good, and it's on Fox. There's like 1,000 things against it.
The review I read said it wasn't funny enough to be a comedy, and it wasn't good enough to be a drama.
Yeah, I also heard like a lot of shows that if you watch give it a bit more, it does pick up pretty good. But I'm not really going to be that excited for it. Until I'll give it like a half a season. If it still exists, I'm going to go back and watch it.
I'll watch it tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be no... oh, God, fuck. I need to drink.
You have maple whiskey.
So I can actually remember things.
That was a full sentence.
What's the movie with Rob Lowe? Or the TV show with Rob Lowe?
That Parks and Recreation?
Season. Huh?
Parks and Recreation?
No.
Brothers and Sisters?
The other one. The better one.
The Grinder?
The Grinder.
The Grinder.
God,
Grinder rests.
That is
a beautiful. I actually am okay that it's canceled because it was a beautiful, perfect season in its little self.
I want to purchase that.
22 episodes of just awesomeness, which is on Netflix. You should watch it, or you're dumb. We do that a lot. Like, you should do this, or if you don't, you're dumb. We're always right, though.
We are.
Yeah.
Someone listening right now, someone in our chat room hasn't played Borderlands Tales from Borderlands.
Hey, somebody in this room hasn't played it.
And yet we still talk to you. They don't understand Loaderbot. They don't understand.
I have a coworker that hasn't played it. He got it. He put it. It's on his iPad. He could literally one work week play it during his lunch breaks, yeah. One chapter per day, and be done with it. He loves Telltale games. I showed him. I Googled best Telltale games lists and showed him the top 10 results, and every fucking article had Tales from the Borderlands as the number 2 just behind Walking Dead season one.
Oh, sure.
And season one had to be there because, that's what popularized it. So you're obligated to put it number one. So if you ignore the obligation, Tales from the Borderlands topped every fucking article, and the shithead still won't play it.
It's like...
I will murder him one day.
It is the worst thing to know you have it. It was free on the PS4.
Oh my God.
People I know have downloaded and haven't played it. You should have to go to jail.
He downloaded it for free on his PS4 and he paid for it on his iPad and he still
hasn't
played it.
Why haven't you fired him? And the thing saying didn't play Tales from the Borderlands. I think they'd be like, okay, it makes sense. That's illegal. It's a legal reason not to play. Not to be fired. We should just walk around town and start stabbing people when they say.
I bought him a tuxedo and I've never been happier about a decision I've made in my life. I'm married and I've never been happier about a decision I made in my life than buying Loaderbot a tuxedo.
And that's even a spoiler because when you first meet Loaderbot, you don't realize he's going to be what he is, and he's just beautiful.
Yeah, don't be dumb and be mean to Loaderbot.
I was like, fuck you, Loaderbot. And then we rebuilt in the game our friendship. It took a little while. It was a little rough for a minute, and you know, I had to recover from that.
Why must the universe punish the good?
The fact that there's like that game is so well that there's like characters don't even exist based on certain choices you make, and that's rare for a Telltale game. There's a lot of things that just don't happen in that game based on your decisions.
It might be the most actual different based on what you decide of all of them. Like I said, characters that don't even exist. The money that you use throughout the game. This is a mild spoiler. It doesn't even really matter because the game's years old, and this is mild anyway. But the money you use throughout the game to buy things like a tuxedo for Loaderbot, do not regret. If you never spend a penny and save up and find all the hidden money, you can hire a mercenary for the climactic final battle.
Yeah.
That, like, and so that mercenary is not even introduced in the game if you don't have enough money to pay the mercenary. And, like, you can kill off people and have them
Here
stay
is
dead.
Another good reason why the game is amazing. Jim didn't like it. So there you go. It has to be amazing because Jim thought it was boring. God, and I was like, how is that a possible statement?
When Reese is trying to choke out a bandit and he's doing such a bad job that the bandit thinks that it's one of his friends just wrestling with him, I have never laughed harder than that whole fucking sequence. It was amazing.
Oh my God. It is written. It's written perfectly.
Yeah. It's so good.
And someone there hasn't played it. And we're going to find you and we're going to set you on fire. And that you can put in the court papers and they're going to say that was appropriate.
Yeah. No, I think from now on, every murder I commit, my defense is going to be he hadn't played Tales from the Borderlands. And I think I'll never be convicted.
Correct. Unless everyone in the trial hasn't seen it either, and everyone in the jury hasn't seen it.
Exhibit one is going to be making them play it.
Yeah, then they're like, well, I guess, yeah. I mean,
with a controller, because controllers are superior.
You can play that game with a controller. I will allow it. Although it'd be, yeah. I did play the game with a controller, so I can't. I played it on the PS4. Yeah.
All right. There's no Zappity Grumbles.
We're talking about Tales of Borderlands.
Yeah. We're busy.
I wish I could play it, but I haven't I haven't put aside time to it. I'm almost through the first chapter. Actually, I think
I am not going to podcast again until you finish it. That is a declaration. I am not podcasting until Annie finishes
it. All right.
You should stream your playthrough. You should start over episode one, and you should stream it on the Crippled System Twitch page.
Right. I am not podcasting again.
Wait, I just only took a picture. Oh. So here we go. Jesus Christ.
I am not going to podcast again until Annie completes Tales from the Borderlands.
All right. It's done. All right.
That is not a joke, people. That is real life. Just happened. Boom. Even if he watches it, I'm not going to podcast again. But that's not a relevant statement.
There's a prank.
So if I stream it, would that be considered then?
If you play it, I mean, what?
Yeah,
I mean,
if you stream you playing it.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll start it up again.
Yeah.
Ah, so good. So good.
Then we could put it up in episodes. People could watch it.
Yeah.
I have some money left over from Patreon, so I'll pick up a camera for it.
We need to get lapel mics.
Yes. And lapel hats.
Yeah.
We need to get more for Patreon right now, because it's just barely paying for hosting costs and everything else.
Well, at least we're breaking even so far. And so the more Patreon supporters we get, the more wonderful people that support us, the better content we can bring.
I got contacted from somebody in town about giving away some things, so we might have to do something next week for Crippled System. So pay attention to our Facebook.
Yeah, do that.
And we're gonna
have if you're in the Madison area, pay attention to our Facebook.
Yeah, and I think for our Patreons, we should send them all a balloon,
a red balloon.
Yeah,
tied to a sewer grate.
Yeah, that'd be expensive. Just a balloon. Just a balloon. The shipping on it would be ridiculous.
There's a guy that I know that I know specifically from War Machine Weekend for the Painting Lounge, and he posted his new profile pic.
That was an accident.
He posted his new profile pic. That is awesome. But anyway, so.
Anyway.
That's a great story.
I'm looking it up, but I was hoping that one of you guys would actually
recommend while you find it.
Season 4 of BoJack Horseman is now live on the Netflixes, and I will recommend for the fourth time, probably more than four times, but at least the fourth time that you should watch BoJack Horseman. Similar to what Brian said about The Orville, the first three or four episodes of BoJack Horseman are a little weak, and then it becomes arguably the best television show there is. So watch all of it.
I'm going to agree that it's very good. I think it depends on your personality, how much you enjoy it. I think if a show is made for a person, that show is made for you.
You should see. I need to show you the first, like, the pre-credit sequence for episode 6 of this season. Because it's one of the truest things. Like, so he just wakes up and it's his internal monologue, and it consists of him just calling himself a useless piece of shit. And then he's like, you need to eat breakfast. And that shows him eating cookies. And he's just like, those aren't cookies. That's not breakfast, you useless piece of shit. Those are cookies. Don't eat another fucking cookie. And then he just shoves a cookie in his mouth. And he's like, God damn it. You deserve to die, you garbage piece of shit.
That's like every day of my life.
And that's the thing. Yeah. This whole, that episode, episode 6 of season 4, has BoJack's internal monologue. Yeah. And it is the truest goddamn thing. Because that's the whole, you know, yeah. I've done that. I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
And I'll be walking. I will walk from work to Taco Bell, walk into Taco Bell, order food, eat the food, and then order Cinnabon Delights and eat those. And the entire fucking time, I'm telling myself to not do a single step of that process.
I'll wake up every morning and say, today's the day I eat well. Then like something happens, and I go, well, life is meaningless. And then I'll give me a taco.
Yeah, but the whole, every bite of the taco, I'm like, just stop. Because those $5 meals are 8,000 calories, right? Yeah. So I'll eat a taco, and then the burrito's there. And I'm like, Nathan, you're not hungry anymore. Don't eat the burrito. And I'll eat a bite. I'm like, all right, so you got a taste of a burrito. You can be happy with that. Stop. And then I just shove the whole fucking burrito in my mouth. Telling myself to stop every time. So the thing is, the show is very real to people who have that kind of a mindset and that kind of a personality. It's very, again, the show is about...
It starts a little rough, but it's rough for a very short period of time. And I mean, I have watched shows that have gone 5 seasons where the entire first season was rough.
Right.
Because I was told season 2 on is amazing, but you just need the foundation.
Right.
So I will sit through a lot of shit if people I trust tell me something's good, and they're almost always right.
Also, it's funny too. Like it's not just a depressing drama. It's also
funny. I think BoJack is definitely something I can see you liking for eternity.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
This was the most upbeat season.
Sometimes it's too real. I'm like, I can't handle this right now. My life is too terrible. So if I don't watch BoJack, it's not because I don't want to. It's because I just can't handle the truth right now. I can't. It's going to make me feel worse, and I already feel terrible. So no BoJack for me right now.
This season was a little rough because one of my brothers is currently dying of brain cancer, and it's starting to have a physical effect. He's getting less smart. Like in really weird, subtle ways. Like they're talking about how they were playing Yahtzee with him, and he tried to use chance after only rolling twice.
Okay.
So he still had a whole other roll to go, but he just didn't understand the concept and stuff like that. And so that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And there's a character in the season, BoJack's mother has dementia. And so I'm like, oh, hey, that's a thing that's really depressing for me right now. But it was still funny. The show, not the dementia.
No. Dementia, that's one of the few things I don't make fun of because it's awful, terrifying. It's the worst. I think it's your and I's greatest fear.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. God, yes. My grandfather died. He had Alzheimer's.
If I ever get... So this is a true story, and I apologize. If I ever get diagnosed with like a dementia or cancer... No. I'm going to go on a murder spree. Okay. I will not go out alone.
Sure.
And I'm not going to just... And I'm not going to like walk into a mall, shoot 8 random people, then kill myself. Because those kind of people are assholes. I'm going to like hunt down a lot of people. And eventually I'll get killed. But I will murder...
For legal reasons, you won't expose your list
right now. It's like
right
Breaking
now.
Bad, except... It says, oh, I have cancer. My family's in trouble. I should make money. Oh, I have cancer. I got some work to do. I am not lying. That is true. It will happen if I get ever terminated. Like, you know, if it's like... It's like, oh, but it's only stage 1 and you can catch it. Too bad you said cancer. Yeah. Gotta murder the world. You said cancer.
You have a benign tumor on your little toe. I mean, nope, it's tumor. Done. Murder, 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 murder.
Oh, I can't wait for those days to start. I just want to just, anyway. I have problems internally, and currently they're all fine because I haven't heard the magic. I haven't heard my safe word.
That's the plot of Saw.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally just copying a shitty movie.
Hey, series. I've had this idea for a long time. They got in my head.
Okay. Did you also have the idea where if you can't reach something that's like a foot out of reach and you have a jacket that you can use as a net the same way that you used it as a net an hour previously, you'll just sever your foot instead?
There was problems. I did like the reveal.
I liked that first movie until that ending. I was so mad at that shitty, sloppy writing. It ruined everything.
Well, because they shouldn't have had that there. But I love that he stands up. But yeah, the fact that he's it's just...
Don't give him the jacket, right? They had him use the jacket as a net previously in the same fucking movie. Yeah. Like, if you're gonna do that... So it's not even just that he had the jacket and I'm smarter than the movie, because the movie had him do it already.
Correct.
So it was their obligation to take that option off the table.
Something should have happened.
Should have happened to make him not be able to use the same solution a second time.
I have to say this. I've seen all the Saw movies because my mom made me see them all. Every year they came out, my mom was like, we're going to go see Saw. I'm like, okay. Those movies are very loyal to themselves as far as following up. Like... when you get like six movies at a horror franchise, usually there's like logical things out the window. Like they put a lot of effort to make, I mean, Saw logic here. Sure. But I mean, but like they, the way they intertwine, because some of the movies take place during other movies and the way they do all this, it actually like, they're not good, but they are pretty amazing just on a like storytelling, like how they wrap things together.
I think it was the second one. It's either the second or third. I'm 99% it's the second one. It has a really cool thing, spoilers, where like every single trap, one of the people dies.
I think you, me, and Jim watched that together. I think.
No, I haven't watched it with any of you guys, but I'm sure. I mean, this is cool enough that we all agree on this, I'm sure. But like every trap, one of the people dies because, of course, one of the people. It's like eight people start and seven traps to get to the last guy. And it turns out that every single trap would have been 100% easily survived if they had just worked together. But instead, they like squabble amongst themselves, and so the guy gets the last trap, which is like you have to dump a like 4 pints of blood into a bucket. And if you have eight people, you all just have to bleed a little bit. But since he's alone because they didn't work together, he has to bleed himself to death to try to open the door.
Yeah,
that was cool.
In some of the traps, and it went over how each trap, if you would, you would have came out scarred a little bit by the end.
But if everybody's hurt a little instead of one person being hurt all the way.
Yeah, that was very clever. That was one of the more clever mechanics of the series, but yeah.
I'm going on an off topic. I've thought about this.
We're technically talking about BoJack Horseman right now, so we're already off topic.
So, are we?
Are we just in Todd's head right now?
I don't know if this is bad or pandering or anything like that, but have you ever been in the shower? Okay.
No.
Okay, and you just got done washing your face.
Sure.
All right. And so you can't open your eyes, but you can feel around your shower, and you're like, if I was potentially blind, I could possibly do it.
No.
No? You haven't
because thought? The moment, like, I am still scarred from seeing Psycho when I was younger than I should have been when the first time I saw Psycho.
That's a defensive position time. I am vulnerable. The world, needs to get over fast.
From putting, like, I put the shampoo in, and then it's just like, all right, check the door. All right, now, boom, fast, done. My eyes are open again. Like, it is, I do nothing faster than rinsing the shampoo off of my face.
If there is a sound in the house, I go into combat stance every single time in the shower.
Legit, because this is how much, like, sometimes if I'm feeling especially paranoid, I close the door to the bathroom.
Sure.
And that's fine. That's normal. It's just enough. Close the door, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just privacy. Sometimes I lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
I have occasionally pulled the drawer out so that it's in the way of the door also.
Okay. You sound like
I've only done that third phase like twice in my life, but sometimes I'm just feeling really paranoid and fragile, and I do that shit.
So you sound like me in my basement when I was much younger.
Yeah, and then you turn the light off and run up the stairs as fast as you
can. Oh, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's nothing can get you then if you're running that fast. Or you stumble like halfway, and you're like, ah!
I'm going to
freak out. No, I mean, like, I guess like a different situation for that too would be like if you know you turn off the lights and you're trying to find your way back to your bed and you're like, oh, I made it. This is awesome. I think I could do this.
The joke question that I still kind of legitimately have is how do blind people know they're done wiping?
Yeah. The other thing though too is which I've been seeing a lot on television because I've been watching a lot of Judge Judy.
So there's disturbing answers.
There's. You can do the smell test.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
But
you can do that 10 times, then you have to get up and wash your hands. Like,
so, it's part of daytime television stuff. It's part of daytime television stuff that I've been watching because I watch all the stupid judge shows. And part of one of the commercials on there is for a medication for blind people who lose their 24-hour or their 12-hour awareness of night and daytime.
Huh.
I guess it's a thing, but it's on.
I mean, clocks
TV.
Exist.
It's on. I
lost my awareness
TV.
Of night yesterday because I was playing Destiny too long. We forgot to have dinner.
Nice.
Sorry, I lost my awareness of time then.
So you should have this pill.
Yeah, I should have had a pill.
Oh. Wow. All right, Zappity.
I recommend
XCOM 2. Oh, there was some Zappity grumbles in the chat.
We're almost what?
Well, you do your recommendation. XCOM 2.
XCOM 2 play is great.
XCOM 2, Destiny 2.
XCOM 2.
My other random, sometimes paranoid thing that I kept over from childhood is that sometimes at night I don't walk close to parked cars because somebody underneath them is going to grab my ankles.
It's more of the slice that I'm concerned about.
The slice is good, too.
What is that from?
A lot of things. One of the biggest ones was Pet Sematary. The little kid, he's under the bed, and he slices vermin monsters.
I saw that when I was young, and I jumped from my bed. Tendon. Also, Gremlins.
Yeah, maybe. But when I was a kid, I was worried. Like, one of my monsters was a guy with extra long arms that hid under cars.
Oh, like from Beetlejuice?
I don't remember anybody with extra long arms. Well, when he does the hammer thing. Yeah.
But what we got in chat here?
I don't know. I was just looking.
I saw my name down a little bit. Someone asked me.
Well, one of the questions that I remember seeing was transporting one person into Game of Thrones.
Oh, someone asked about Wave 2 of Shadows of Brimstone. It's been a ton of fun. Wave 2 of Shadows of Brimstone gives you like a million things.
Yeah.
It's like a million. It's like you have all these other worlds. You have all these. They have like there's like six booklets of adventures. So you can have a vampire themed, werewolf themed, Lost Legion themed, Order of the Crimson Hand theme, all sorts of like ghost Indian themes. It's amazing.
Can you have vampires and werewolves and have a love triangle involving somebody's uterus?
You probably could try really hard. Okay. If you wanted, you could make that happen.
All right.
What do you recommend, Andy?
My recommendation: play some Blood Bowl. If you mispronounced
Guild Ball.
No, it's Blood Bowl. I did play Guild Ball at their teaching some people how to play it.
Of course, you were doing that. You're like during your game, like hold on, I have to go do something else, and you just like wander off. And
no, I did it after we're done playing Blood Bowl.
Blacklist has a season 4. That show's terrible.
No, I think I don't think it's on season 4 because there was also that spinoff series of with the stupid
the Blacklist like elite dangerous
her
I
husband.
Made it 2.5 seasons and I love James Spader but 2.5 is like you know what this in the story is it reached a point that I can mentally say you know what I can break here.
I think it was I think I made it about the same distance as you. I think it's halfway through season 3 when the shitty FBI agents get to a hotel where they know somebody is up in a hotel room, so they call the room from the front desk and say, hey, we're coming up to arrest you. And then they go up there and surprise the guy escaped. And they are literally the worst law enforcement officers in the history of television.
They lost me basically when they killed off the what's her face and the main character. Killed her off, didn't kill her off, and had her baby running around. And
who cares?
It's amazing. Like watch if you watch a preview of what's happening next, like what's happening next? Like the amount of things that have changed. It's like now they're on the moon fighting like Godzilla.
It would be pretty good to pick up into the season now after skipping an entire season.
Yeah.
It might be amazing.
They do get some really good. I will say the one thing that show does right is they find your classic movie villain actors and they bring them onto the show for like a 3-episode arc and they just do their over the top villainous and it's just so much fun to watch them and James Spader interact.
And then
everything around it is like a pile of shit, but you get these like just diamond in the rough, beautiful moments of dialogue between these two characters.
And then James Spader kills them.
Yeah, James
Spader just kills them. Most of the time, he just shoots them in the head.
Yeah, they chat for a little bit, and then he shoots them. Then repeat. But it's just so good villain dialogue with James Spader. Banter is just good stuff.
Actually, when they stop going from like the villain of the week type thing and started introducing like the cabal or whatever that fucking box thing is, that's when the show went to shit. When they had the villain of the week of like the people on the blacklist, that was fun.
All right, Godzilla into Game of Thrones.
My god,
he could fight those 3 dragons.
Sure, I guess he's a good fight. Technically, there's still 3. Psych the movie this year. I can't wait. I have my doubt. The commercials for it have been great, so I've already been rewarded some for it. Psych is such a beautiful TV show that everyone should watch. But
never seen it.
I mean, obviously.
It's such an Andy show, though. It really is.
Tim and you are the same. I mean, we're close age, but you're a couple years younger than me. And so is Tim. Tim loves it because everything in that show is a reference to your life. Like, you would get every reference of every joke.
I've seen a few episodes. I've never. It was already, like, so far into the seasons.
It doesn't matter.
By the time like it was going to be a big undertaking for me to watch it.
Yeah, you really need to get caught up on that deep psych lore.
I do.
They're buddies. He's a fake psychic. You're welcome.
You've just got...
you're caught up.
The banter in that show is some of the best banter on TV. The chemistry in those actors. USA does buddy TV shows better than anyone. They had like such an amazing run of just buddy
things, like whether they're lawyers or fake detectives or medical people or whatever they were, you know.
So. Where's that AMC?
Which one?
The one with the dogs. That had nothing to do about Terriers? Dogs.
Yeah. Terriers was on FX.
And
FX.
It's also amazing.
Yeah, and it's also amazing.
Jim didn't like it.
So it's amazing.
There you go.
There you go.
It's got the worst name ever given to a show about nothing about Terriers. Man, that's a beautiful show. Yeah. Also, it's even though it's only one season, they do finish the whole story arc at NFC, which is nice. Some of those one season shows where they don't get to finish the story is really annoying, but anyway, I'm done. I'm out of things to say. I have to go home and play more Destiny 2.
I have to go home and watch the season one finale of Crime Scene.
Dun, dun, dun. So how did the... I'll ask you off the air on the way out.
Okay.
We're done?
We're done.
Are you done?
And again, I will be on the episode sometime in the future. I don't know when. We'll see.
You're not going to be on anymore?
Not until you finish Tales of the Borderland. I have locked that down as a thing that is...
Oh, I just...
You stopped it. Surprise, we're done.